And De Villiers Molefi on Facebook says, can any extinct animals be brought back to life, for instance, by cloning them?
Cloning is very unlikely in most cases because they weren't properly stored. If they're not properly stored, their DNA is fragmented and they won't be viable the way that the mosses that we were talking about earlier and bacteria are viable. If they're not viable, then you have to read them into a computer and then reprint them out into some living species and change that living species into an ancient one.
And Peter, what do you think about the same question as applies to plants? Can we get anything back, do you think, plant-wise, based on what you've found?
The same problem exists in that if something is properly dead, then the DNA fragments gradually over time. So the older your material is, the less likely it is that you've got much material to clone from. So the sort of work we've been talking about, the potential is that you have a very long preserved but viable, i.e. undamaged DNA sequence. And if that's the case, then we do have the ability to bring things back.
Terrific. Peter Convey from British Antarctic Survey and also George Church from Harvard, thank you both very much. I'll leave you with a comment that Gerald Mullen made, which is that Microsoft killed off XP, but as George was saying, it's all a question of money because £5 million from the UK government brought that back to life.
And finally, closing this week's show, Georgia Mills has a rather gory question of the week. Let's see what's on her chopping list.